each other's airspace. In recent months, the two sides started working closely on a number of issues, including the aid efforts after the Asian tsunami. George Bush was alerted today when a New York-bound jetliner sent out a signal indicating a hijack in progress. It was a false alarm. Spokesman Scott McClellan reports Bush was briefed right away at his ranch in Texas and was updated by aides who were in on phone calls to Canadian authorities. 3 weeks ago, you'll remember, the White House took flak after aides decided not to interrupt a Bush bike ride in Maryland to tell him that a plane had strayed near the White House, forcing evacuations in the Capitol. Virgin Atlantic Airways says they're going to try to find out why one of its planes on the transatlantic flight sent out that false signal. Virgin Atlantic says the malfunctioning transponder sent the false alert on the plane flying from London to New York. It was then escorted to Halifax, Nova Scotia by Canadian fighter jets. A SWAT team entered the aircraft after it got on the ground. The plane did eventually make it to New York about 4 hours late. The jobless report today, not what was expected. The government says U.S. employers added 78,000 jobs last month, but that's about 100,000 jobs short of expectations. The unemployment rate dipped a tenth of a percent, 5.1%, lowest level September of 2001. In Iraq, a suicide car bomber blew himself up near a police station in the Iraqi city of Mosul today, killing 3 officers and wounding 5. Just one of the attacks around Iraq today. A mortar attack in Tel Afar killed 2 Iraqis, another 7 bodies found in different parts of that city. Still, it has been one of the least violent days since the Shia-led government took power a month ago. The U.S. State Department released an updated list of countries it says are not doing enough to stop the trafficking in human beings. That includes 4 U.S. allies in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the practice is, quote, nothing less than a modern form of slavery. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
Hot summer weather is murder on your car's battery. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone and replace your old battery today. Fact is, if your battery is more than 4 years old, chances are it won't make it through the summer. But AutoZone has quality batteries to fit practically any car and any budget. So don't get stuck with a dead battery. Pick up a new battery from AutoZone and start strong all year long.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
Top 3 reasons I'm getting a new veranda deck. Number 3, looks like wood, but it's not. That boggles my mind. I like that. Number 2, splinters, warping, cracking. No, no, and no. And the number 1 reason, low maintenance equals relaxing. Which is why I got a deck.
Now through June 8th, you'll get a free $50 manufacturer mail-in rebate for every $500 you spend on veranda composite decking. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in the continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Randy Rose.
This is a beautiful story. The Freedom Fries guy, now he has asked that Freedom Fries be withdrawn and put back on the menu as French fries. So French fries at the Capitol will be French fries. French toast will be French toast. But when members of the House French kiss, it will still be referred to by the current term. Oh my God.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio. The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We have certainly a diverse and scattered program tonight, and I want to work in a lot of phone calls, too. Everything from the conviction today in an Indonesian court of an Australian woman who was sentenced to 20 years in prison for being convicted of smuggling some marijuana into Indonesia. 20 years in prison. Now, there's an awful lot of question about her guilt, but what is horrifying about this case is that the people who committed the Bali bombing a couple of years ago, in which 200 people died. The sentences in those cases, there was one person involved, one of the co-conspirators, who got 2.5 years in prison. We'll get to that a little bit later. Also, what the hell? Instead of teasing it, we'll just do it. We'll get to it all right? Today, by the way, is the 26th day. 26 days since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret minutes of the meetings and the memos that laid out the Bush plans for starting his murderous war based on absolute lies. So far, 1,655 Americans have been killed, thousands more. U.S. soldiers have had legs and arms and eyes and fingers and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States, including an ungodly number of children who have been burned, mutilated, and butchered. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 26 on the front page of every newspaper? And why is it not the lead of every single television newscast? A demand for the resignation of the murderers who did this, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Got an email here from Bob. And this is, I just want to start with this tonight. This kind of overlays everything that we'll be talking about tonight. It overlays probably everything ever talked about on my program in 20 years of broadcast history. Now, that's a pretty sweeping statement. Here's what the email says. Hey, Mike, as a fellow Carl Sagan fan and astronomer, I totally agree with your views and opinions of our demon-haunted world. How sad this semi-intelligent species that we are has never grown past the point of superstition and God-worshipping. The future of the species is doubtful, considering our fondness for weapons, death, and insatiable curiosity concerning life after death. In Sagan's book, Pale Blue Dot, there is a passage that applies so well to the present situation. Quote, "We succeeded in taking that picture of Earth from deep space, and if you look at it, you see a dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On that dot, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever lived out their lives. The aggregate of all our joys and sufferings, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilizations, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every hopeful child, every mother and father, every inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. The earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and in triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of the dot on scarcely distinguishable inhabitants on some other corner of the dot. How frequent their misunderstandings, how eager they are to kill one another, how fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. It's up to us. It's been said that astronomy is a humbling, and I might add, a character-building experience. To my mind, there is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly and compassionately with one another and to preserve and cherish that pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. Thanks, Bob. Wow. In Los Angeles, there's a group of kids out there, theater kids, theater students at El Camino Real High School, and they decided to do a parody play, a satirical play. So the title of the play is The Complete History of America Abridged, which satirizes U.S. history. Now, the posters that went up, you know, let the other students know that this play was coming, depicted Bush with a Groucho Marx-style mustache and cigar. One student complained, and the posters were ordered torn down. The principal of the school ordered all 100 posters removed from the campus of El Camino Real High School. On the grounds that they promoted smoking and, quote, endorsing one ideology over another, end quote. Man, I wish I could say the F word, but I can't. Groucho Marx! It promoted smoking and endorsing one ideology over another. That's what the principal said. He added, as if to slap the snot out of these students, that's our take on the student speech and conduct. Now, what happened was a senior at this high school who supports the president wrote a complaint letter to the administration, to teachers. And apparently the letter got around. The principal said, we had a student who was very upset. If something is bothering a student on campus, we're going to address it. Other students were infuriated by the ban. One said, it taught us that the First Amendment certainly does not guarantee the right of free speech, said a 16-year-old junior in the school drama program. The principal asked the drama students to come up with new posters. So, what did the kids do? They have a new design, and it will feature a silhouette of Bush and a burning cigar, along with inscriptions like, free expression for all! Unless you're in high school. And what First Amendment? You go, kids. You go. Kick some ass. Take some names. George Bush in a Groucho Marx style mustache and a cigar ordered torn down the posters because the posters promoted smoking and endorsed one ideology over another. Oh, really? Is that what a picture of Bush does? A satirical picture of Bush? Or is it the fact that the students were satirizing him? Oh, man, this is going to be a half-witted statement, but, man, I'm glad I'm not in high school anymore. Oh, Jesus.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-305-3854. For your risk-free trial of Avacor, call now. 800-305-3854. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really worked. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-305-3854. That's 800-305-3854.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers and its New York affiliates.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore.
There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. In a latest move to turn this country into some sort of a lockdown prison camp, the Bush administration is asking a federal appeals court, they did today, to restore the Bush crime family's ability to force internet service providers to turn over information about us, their customers, as part of its fight against terrorism. Huh? Now, last year, a district judge in New York blocked the Bush crime family from conducting these secret searches of communications records, saying that the law was just too far out in the freaking ozone. And the ruling came as a result of a lawsuit by the ACLU and an internet access firm that had received a national security letter from the FBI demanding records. Now, the identity of the firm remained secret. Who do you think it was, huh? AOL? So here they go again. In the name of terror, we've got to get Goldstein. We have to. We must get Goldstein. By the way, whatever happened to Osama bin Laden? All I hear about is this Zakawi? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? So we'll keep you posted on this, but Bush and his criminals want the ability to read your email. Huh? To have your passwords turned over to them. Now, no offense, this is just part of the war on terror, you see, because you, truth seeker, you know, you might be a terrorist. What the hell? Who knows, right? Unless they take a look at who you write to and who writes to you and what you say and what is said to you. This is not America. We got to get this country back or leave, I guess. I don't know. Mary Kay Cosmetics, another hit for the American Family Association. That's this psychopathic freak, Donald Wildman. He and his boys complained that Mary Kay Cosmetics, that they had planned to buy an ad on Desperate Housewives, the ABC Sunday night program. And Wildman and the American Family Association wanted to know how Mary Kay could buy into a show that Donald Wildman says promotes fidelity, infidelity, seduction, and promiscuity. Well, you half-witted bastard. It's a television program. It doesn't promote anything, you freak. What is with these dominionist Christians and their hang-up about sex organs? What the hell is wrong with you people? Repeat after me. Penis. Vagina. Now, is that so bad? Here's another one. Sexual intercourse. In a number of different ways, by the way, Donald. There's several ways to do it. Several different permutations and combinations of men, women, and in the case of some of your right-wing freaks, farm animals. You know, your Republican anti-abortion people who apparently... What did that guy say? If it's warm and wet and vibrates and is on four legs, You're going to have sex with it if you grew up on a farm? Jesus. So, oh yeah, let's not buy an ad on Desperate Housewives. No, let's not do that. Now, what is interesting here, this is not the first time that these freaks have gone after Desperate Housewives. Last year, Lowe's, the home improvement place, and Tyson Foods and Kellogg's were among the advertisers who reportedly pulled their ad dollars from Desperate Housewives after they got emails, letters, and phone calls from American Family Association droids. You know how easy it must be to, you know, to order 100,000 people. Send letter! Now, what is interesting here is that Tyson Foods, said last year when they decided not to advertise, Tyson Foods said, "This show is not consistent with our core values, which focus on operating with integrity and truth and trust in all we do." Really? Now, this is the same Tyson Foods that was prosecuted for smuggling hundreds of illegal immigrants into the United States to pluck their chickens. Right? Prosecutors had tapes. And one guy on one of the tapes, prosecutors identified as a plant manager in North Carolina, said, "Hell, I put over 700 people to work. I'm going to need to replace 300 or 400 people, maybe 500. I need a lot." A Border Patrol agent testified that he had handed over 8 illegal immigrants to the manager of Tyson Foods' Monroe, North Carolina plant. Yaddy, 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 yaddy. Now, all these bastards were put on trial, and they were found not guilty. Can you imagine that? Tyson Foods not guilty. Really? Okay. But you know what? They said the Desperate Housewives is a program whose format is not consistent with Tyson Foods' core values. Okay, let's do a program about slave labor. That would be okay, wouldn't it? Huh, Tyson?
She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Koran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, "not humane and not effective," unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
From Hallmark Channel this June, Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Your alibi doesn't check out.
I think he's hiding something.
One of the smartest new series on the airwaves, says The Hollywood Reporter.
She doesn't fit the profile.
There's always the exception.
Are you a mystery fan?
There is the question.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Mystery Woman, Vision of a Murder, premieres Sunday night at 7, 6 Central, only on Hallmark Channel.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? The GoToMeeting, You can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
In the beginning, there was earth, water, and air, and it was good. Once.
Planet Check.
The nation's first climate-neutral triathlon.
We realize that athletes, as much as anyone, need clean air and a healthy environment for peak performance.
That's Ryan Cole from Cliff Bar talking about the Accenture Escape from Alcatraz Triathlon on June 12th.
So with that, we're working with our race promoter and Native Energy to support the construction of wind farms to offset the CO2 emissions from participant travel.
Cliff Bar is a recognized leader in the fight against global warming.
We'll be greening the event on-site by using sustainable and compostable materials. We'll be recycling.
Greening sporting events is an emerging trend. NFL says for next year's Super Bowl, they will plant acres of trees in Detroit to offset carbon emissions. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Join me this Saturday night when I welcome the chairwoman of the Brookhaven Democratic Committee. Listen in as Marsha Lawford gives you a clinic on how you can turn your city, town, or neighborhood around. No problem is too big to overcome. This lady's going to show you how to get it done. In the second hour, we're going to kick back with my goofy grab bag of positivity with good music, good vibes, and good conversation. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show, baby, right here on Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
All right, we're going to blow through these fairly quickly because I would like to get your calls at a reasonable time here tonight, which means within the next 20, 30 minutes. So then there's this, Amnesty International, and you should be familiar with that group. I'm sure you are, what they do. They urged foreign governments to investigate and prosecute Bush, much as they once did former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. Remember all that? And Pinochet was, I think the Spanish authorities got him and sent him. I forget the details. I'm sorry. Don't email them to me, though, because, I, you know, at this point I don't care. I think Pinochet should be executed. as a mass killer. See, this is where my feeling against capital punishment breaks down. But someone who uses the power of the state to disappear, torture, and murder as many people as Pinochet did after he assumed power in the overthrow of the Chilean people. I think people like that should be put to death. Anyway, Amnesty International suggesting, well, here's what they say. If the United States permits the architects of torture policy to get off scot-free, then other nations should step into the breach. Now, that's by William Schultz, who's the executive director of Amnesty International USA. He issued that statement. Others on the Amnesty list of potential targets for investigation and prosecution include Rumsfeld, Gonzalez, and the former CIA director George Tenet. The statement, Schultz went on to say, quote, if the U.S. government continues to shirk its responsibility, Amnesty International calls on foreign governments to uphold their obligations under international law by investigating all senior U.S. officials involved in the torture scandal. This is what it's come to. Can you believe this? Can you believe Amnesty International, which is one of the few organizations, there's a handful that I support. Amnesty is the only, that's the only bumper sticker I have on the back of my truck. Now I have another one that says Kerouac.com. And then I've got the fish, the Jesus fish, only inside mine it says in chips, you know, like fish and chips. But Amnesty, I've been a contributor to Amnesty. I used to be a letter writer. I haven't gotten those forms lately asking me to write letters about people being held, prisoners of conscience. But Amnesty International, which only believes that people should not be jailed or tortured or murdered because of their political, social, or religious beliefs. That's all. Pretty simple, right? I mean, that's pretty simple. So since we're not going to do anything in this country to hold these murderous bastards responsible that now run this country, Amnesty is saying, okay, then other governments have to step into this breach and do something. We'll see, right? What else we got here? Oh, now, several weeks back, we talked about the arrest of Luis Posada Carriles. Remember him? He's an old man. I think he's about 75 years old. But this is a guy that allegedly, and I hate to use the word allegedly, because I think most people have already made up their minds on this, people in the intelligence. This is a former CIA operative who blew a Cuban jetliner out of the sky and murdered 73 people back in 1976. Now, I remember when this happened. And Posada is pretty much the guy who did this. Now, has he been brought to trial? Yeah, he was brought to trial. And he was found not guilty. But you have to take a look at the way the trial was conducted. Just like this young woman from Australia in Indonesia was found guilty, Posada was found not guilty, right? Okay. Now, the government of Venezuela, whose leader is the democratically elected Hugo Chavez, whom the Bush crime family wants to murder and overthrow and get their hands on Venezuela's oil, the government of Hugo Chavez wants this killer returned to Venezuela to stand trial. Because I don't believe he's been tried in Venezuela. These are people, so many of the people on that airplane were Venezuelan citizens. Now, the joke has been circulating for weeks, according to a statement here from the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. The joke has been circulating for weeks that the State Department, our State Department, would choose to turn down Venezuela's extradition request for Posada on the eve of a Friday afternoon of a three-day national holiday. And it was announced today. You know, that provides the slow news day environment in which the, natural indignation over not honoring this extradition request would have time to cool down. Now, think about this for a second. We have scooped up hundreds of people around the world who happen to be Muslims in Afghanistan, in Iraq, wherever we now kidnap people, and we put them in torture chambers in Bagram, air base in Afghanistan, in Guantanamo, torture rooms in Cuba. We have sent people to Syria to be tortured, to Egypt to be tortured. This is what we do. Now, so many of these people are not guilty, haven't even been charged with anything, and we still torture them. Here is a man who all indicators are that this evil, evil man blew a Cuban. He's a Cuban, and he doesn't like Castro. And he's been supported by the U.S. government for the past 30 or 40 years. He's a former CIA operative. Here's a guy who all the evidence points to his guilt in blowing 76 people out of the sky. As a matter of fact, he admitted to a couple of his fellow CIA agents, Latinos, "Oh, yeah, man, sure. You what? Of course I did. I hate that son of a bitch over there, Fidel Castro. I hate him. So, yeah, you know, it's open season." All right. The United States, under this this corrupt regime we have, we will dragnet people. We will just scoop people up and put them in torture chambers for no reason. Here's a guy who the government of Venezuela wants to put on trial. And what's Bush doing? Well, Bush doesn't want to lose these neo-fascist, Batista-supporting Cuban Americans down in Miami. Neither Bush, George nor Jeb, wants to lose the support of these right-wing Batista lovers who someday think they're going to go back to Cuba and overthrow Castro. Yeah, okay, sure, that'll happen. So once again, the massive hypocrisy. We will scoop up farmers and torture them and murder them for no reason. What was that long thing I read to you, Uncle Mike's Story Corner, the first part of the week, right? About what happened to two of these hapless individuals in Afghanistan that we murdered. And they were innocent. Here's a guy who's probably guilty, or at least Venezuela wants to put him on trial. No, not gonna extradite him. You evil bastards. You really, really are. You are just so corrupt. You know who I'm referring to. Just so corrupt. Now, people in South and Central America, they know about this. They know that John Bolton, who Bush is pushing to be ambassador to the UN, they know his record. They know Negroponte's record. You know, the new director of national security, Negroponte. That's his job. His support for death squads while he was ambassador to Honduras. His support for death squads in Iraq. You know, he's a murderer of the highest order. They know about Elliot Abrams, the number two man in Bush's National Security Council, Elliot Abrams, who was also a supporter of death squads and mass murder in Central America during the Iran-Contra horror. So, with this guy, Posada, the Bush crime family had a choice of maintaining the integrity of its already deeply troubled anti-terrorism crusade, or suck up to the hard right Miami campaign donors and political backers. Guess what these pigs chose to do? Right. Oh, and the U.S. is probably will never extradite Posada to Venezuela because, you know, Chavez has been buddying it up with Castro. And we have tried to kill Castro since 1959. Do you realize for 50 years almost? 50 years? For 45 years? 45 years? Is that right? Yeah. For 45 years, more than 45 years, we've tried to murder Fidel Castro. How many presidents have we had in this country who tried to murder Castro? Huh? Jesus. Yeah, we're the big anti-terrorism people. God, this makes me sick. The reverberations from the mistreatment of the Quran continue to ricochet around the planet over the past couple of days in Kashmir, which is the only Muslim-majority state in India. Everything, shops, schools, banks, everything was shut down. There were protests. A U.S. flag burned because of what we did to the Quran in Guantanamo. And everybody knows. Yeah, everybody knows. And this is not about the Newsweek report. This is about the Defense Department report. Tar me and feather me.
God.
Stay with us. This is Air America.
I never voted for Richard Pearl. I don't care what it is, I will step right in it. Before I'd vote for Bill Bennett. They'll take over the world if we let them. They'd like to take over the world, I'm not kidding.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E at Rite Aid, CVS, and Kmart.
Remember how your teachers or maybe your grandparents would tell stories how people came to this country because they wanted to live the American dream? It used to be that hard work and determination would allow you and your family to live that dream, but times have changed. Our country's economic system has stopped working for average Americans. Wages have stagnated while executive pay has skyrocketed. In the last 30 years, workers have seen their average pay increase only 5 cents an hour per year. At the same time, healthcare premiums are forcing families to forego needed medical attention. In the last year alone, wages increased 2.6%, while insurance premiums increased 11%. It's time to change all this, and now you can by joining forces with PurpleOcean.org. PurpleOcean.org welcomes you to stand up to big business along with 1.8 million other workers in America's largest union, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Together, we will win the fight against low wages, poor working conditions, and unaffordable health insurance. Together, we will bring back the American dream. Join PurpleOcean.org, and someday we can tell our grandchildren how we made the American dream possible for them too.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria. You know, some women have to guess what a man wants. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what a man really wants. Something that will keep a smile on his face for a very, very long time. Sirius Satellite Radio, of course. Oh yeah, it's got over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music. Plus the best news, talk, uncensored comedy, and the most complete sports coverage. It's enough to satisfy any man.
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. It's our lowest price ever. Offer valid for the 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscription sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, CircuitCityCrutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. It's what's on every man's mind.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
mission against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. So Kashmir shuts down to protest the Quran desecration reports. U.S. flags are being burned in Malaysia. In Kuala Lumpur, the capital, protesters burnt replicas of the flags of the United States and Israel in the Malaysian capital on Friday to show displeasure over reports of Americans desecrating the Quran. Yadda, 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 yadda. In Kuala Lumpur, people shouted slogans, waved placards as they streamed out of a mosque soon after noon prayers and gathered outside the American embassy. This is according to Reuters. To listen to speeches condemning the incident, the crowd shouted Allahu Akbar and displayed banners reading Stop Your Islamophobic Madness and Go to Hell, U.S. The protesters had a styrofoam replica of a toilet bowl with a U.S. flag placed inside it. They jostled with the police, no arrests, and they set off small firecrackers before dispersing peacefully. And, of course, the Pentagon admitted last night that it had substantiated five occasions when U.S. military personnel mishandled. How do you mishandle the Quran? What do? Spit on it? Tear pages out of it? Flush it down a commode? The Pentagon said it found no credible evidence to confirm a complaint that the book had been flushed down a toilet. Oh, well, then there you go. Then well, that's good enough for me. How about you? Hell, a one-star general, Jay Hood, who commands the detention center, said, "Well, no, it didn't happen. You know, we can't find any reports of that." Why? Did somebody say that we flushed it? Oh, no. We looked all over. We looked hither and yon. We looked up and down. We just didn't find anything. So how many countries now have had riots? How many people have died? How many American flags have been burned? How many U.S. embassies have been stoned? How many people have been arrested and detained for what the Bush crime family ordered done to detainees? In 3, 4, 5, 6 countries, and when we can't get away with it, we send them to other countries where they will be tortured. Jesus Christ, this country is just sinking into the toilet. Forget the Quran in the toilet. America is in the toilet. Do you understand that? Do you understand what these people have done? These people being the Bush crime family, day in, day out. It does not stop. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. What? You think they're going to quit? You think, all of a sudden, 600, 700, 800, 900 detainees, we have no idea. Thousands of detainees, people have been picked up around the globe. All of a sudden, they're going to be told, well, according to our system, you are to have legal representation. Oh, well, according to our system, you're innocent until proven guilty. According to our system, you have to be indicted. According to our system, there has to be probable cause. According to our system, you should be able to post a bond. If you can, you know, run home and sell enough of your opium poppies and then come back with the money, you know. This is what the Bush crime family is doing to the American system of justice, which is kind of frayed and beaten and screwed up anyway. Don't forget, we have more people in prison as a numerical fact than any other country on earth. We have more people in prison as a percentage of our population than any other nation on earth. And so many of those people are in prison because of drug charges. Now, the drug companies can put out drugs that will kill you. They can put out painkillers, arthritis medicine that will make your heart stop. And the tobacco companies can put out a product that kills hundreds of thousands of people. But somebody who wants to sell a couple of pounds of reefer, that poor bastard's going to go to jail for a long time. And it's not just here. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after the break, which is coming up here fairly quickly. But it's just astonishing to me that this endless assault, on the Constitution of the United States, endless assault on the rule of law. Do you remember when Clinton was being impeached because he lied about his little meetings with his girlfriend? Remember that? Remember, and all these Republican droids chanting rule of law, rule of law, rule of law, rule of law. Remember that? Remember that? Remember all the speeches made in the Senate by the members of the House, including thugs like Bob Barr and Henry Hyde and the rest of these hypocritical criminals? Remember? Rule of law, rule of law, rule of law. You know, irony or hypocrisy, those terms are inoperative, are they not, where it concerns the Bush crime family? There is nothing that this cadre of misfits will not sink to in order to accomplish their agenda. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Constitutional rights, rule of law, nothing. Murder, mayhem, executions, hangings, firebombings, turning children into red mist, it doesn't matter. Anything. Ah, but they'll come to the immediate defense of a clump of embryonic stem cells, won't they, huh? Oh, my God. Quick break here. Well, not a quick break. Not a long break. A break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Terrorists hiding in Iran. U.S. intelligence and foreign allies reportedly have growing evidence that wanted terrorists are residing in Iran, despite repeated American warnings to Tehran not to harbor them. The evidence, which stretches over a number of years, reportedly includes communications by a fugitive mastermind of the 1996 Khobar Towers bombing in Saudi Arabia. It also includes the capture of a Saudi militant who appeared in a video in which Osama bin Laden confirmed that he ordered the September 11th attacks. Most of this evidence remains classified. Nicholas Burns, State Department Undersecretary for Political Affairs, did tell Congress last month Iran has refused to identify al-Qaeda members it has in custody. Top administration officials repeatedly have warned Iran against harboring or assisting suspected terrorists. U.S. intelligence this week checking some reports that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, may have gone into Iran. Wednesday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warned countries in the Middle East not to help Zarqawi. The U.S. and foreign officials say evidence gathered by intelligence agencies indicates several figures are somewhere in Iran, including Saad bin Laden, the son of the al-Qaeda leader, Saif al-Adel, an al-Qaeda security chief, and Suleiman Abu Ghaith, the chief of information for al-Qaeda. U.S. and foreign intelligence officials say they think those three are under some form of house arrest or surveillance by Iranian authorities. In Iraq, a suicide car bomber blew himself up near a police station in the Iraqi city of Mosul today, killing three officers and wounding five. Just one of these sporadic attacks around Iraq today. Seven people died, and there were two people killed in different parts of that city as well. Meanwhile, Iraq's Interior Ministry says Operation Lightning raids have captured 700 suspected rebel insurgents in and around Baghdad. Three U.S. soldiers ordered to stand trial, Fort Carson in Colorado, murder charges and the suffocation of Iraqi general. 18 months ago, the Iraqi general died after he was stuffed headfirst and tied inside a sleeping bag. And it was 4 hours late, but a Virgin Atlantic Airways flight from London finally landed at New York City's Kennedy International Airport. The flight diverted to Nova Scotia after it sent out a false hijacking alarm. Canadian fighters escorted the jet to Halifax International Airport. Virgin Atlantic officials issued a statement that whatever caused the alarm, the false alarm, had been resolved. They thought it might have been a transponder, and they apologized. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan says George Bush was briefed about the plane incident while he was clearing brush at his Texas ranch. This is Air America Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Ring of Fire.
In the war on terrorism, this administration is having trouble telling the good guys from the bad guys. I'm Mike Papantonio. This week on Ring of Fire, Bobby Kennedy and I are looking at two cases where the Bush Justice Department is trying to look the other way instead of prosecuting known terrorists. We'll also be here with James Howard Kunstler. He's the author of The Long Emergency, about what happens after we run out of oil. And he says that day's coming soon. Join us on Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. If you don't know yet, go to johnconyers.com and sign the petition. I did this afternoon. Sign the petition that Conyers apparently needs 100,000 signatures in order to introduce a letter of inquiry. I'm not sure of the terms. Don't email me and tell me, because we went over this the other night. I'm just drawing a blank. But go to johnconyers.com and sign the petition. If you think the Bush crime family should be removed from office legally and peacefully. If you support the Bush crime family, then don't go to johnconyers.com. But if you do not support the Bush crime family, go to johnconyers.com. Now, apparently he needs 100,000 signatures. There should be 10 million. There should be 20 million. Frankly, there should be about 150 million. But you and I both know that's not going to happen. But all he needs is 100,000. Do you realize what percentage of the voting age population that represents? Yeah, that's right. So go to johnconyers.com and sign a petition, all right? It's not a direct order. It's just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if you support the removal of Bush, legally and peacefully do it. Did you all, I'm sure you saw, if you watched any news today at all, you saw the sentencing of Chappelle Corby, the Australian woman who was convicted in a Malaysian court, or an Indonesian court, I'm sorry, for smuggling cannabis onto the resort island of Bali. She is to be jailed for 20 years, according to the court. And that's not good enough. The prosecutor, in their twisted system of justice, the prosecutor can appeal and say, no, that's not enough. We want more than that. The prosecution in this case is asking for life or the death penalty. Now, the same country, when the trials were held for the terrorists who bombed the resort areas of Bali, where scores of Australians were blown to pieces, the sentence for those crimes were 2.5, 3 years. On the charge of smuggling 4 kilograms of marijuana onto Bali, this woman is sentenced to 20 years. Now, as far as the smuggling charge itself, if you watched any of the video today, you saw the outrage of this woman and her sister and her mother and her supporters in this court, a kind of outrage that I don't think can be faked. Maybe it can, but you know, if you're George Bush, it can be faked. If you're Rumsfeld, it can be faked. But if you're common folk, like Chappelle Corby and her mother, I don't think it can be faked. The outrage is because these people are claiming that they were set up, that this reefer was stuffed into her surfboard boogie bag by some dirty son of a bitch who wanted to get it from Australia to Bali. And they succeeded insofar as getting it there was concerned. But now there's a woman who's going to serve 20 years for this. Now, I have not been following this case as closely as the people of Australia. But our friends down there, John Fox and some other people at 12thharmonic.com, have sent me some information about it. And this case stinks to high heaven. This really does sound like the conviction of an innocent woman. Now, if it turns out not to be, then I guess we'll discuss that. But it sounds to me as though this is a real setup. Now, when John first emailed me about this, I emailed him back and I said, you know, I don't know if this would be of interest to an American audience. And he emailed back and said, are you crazy? You people, you have more people in jail over marijuana charges than any other country on earth? Okay, point taken. Point taken. We have people in this country serving 20 years for dealing less than 4 kilograms of marijuana. The difference is, in this country, when you're convicted of a crime, the prosecution can't file an appeal and try to get more time. Or your death. Apparently they can in Indonesia. Now, this is the country that the Australians just sent so much help and assistance during the tsunami disaster, right? Of course, I know, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Doesn't count. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean a damn thing. These marijuana laws that I understand there's something like 31 people on death row in Indonesia waiting to be executed for violation of marijuana laws. Okay, I understand. All over their airports, all over their highways and their toilets, all over the place you see signs that say, you know, drug smuggling gets you the death penalty. Just because it's posted does not make it right. Now, there's a website. If you want to get involved with this, okay. If you don't, if you got too many things to deal with here in the United States, it's certainly understandable. But Australia is run by a right-winger too. John Howard, the Australian Prime Minister, he was forced to appeal for calm today. Went on television. He said, "All right, everybody, calm down." Miss Corby was allowed to hug her terminally ill father and her mother after the verdict was announced, before she was led away to prison. So, I don't know. Here's Howard's statement. The fact that we are a nation whose young travel so much, it is an issue that has touched this country very directly. Guilty or innocent, I feel for this young woman. But he added, she was subject to the justice system of another country. We have neither the power nor the right to intervene. What? I ask that we all pause and understand the situation and recognize and respect that when we visit other countries, we are subject to the laws and rules of those countries. But that's not the issue. And Howard knows that. The issue is, oh my goodness, she was framed? Oh, does that ever happen? Do people ever dump contraband in somebody else's luggage? Oh no, really? That happens, Malloy? You might want to check it out. ChappelleCorby.com.au. That's the official site about this. Now, how do you spell it? You can look it up, or I'll give it to you. I'm going to give it to you once. S-C-H-A-P-E-L-L-E. Corby. C-O-R-B-Y. ChappelleCorby.com. .au. Or you can check it out at our friends at 12thharmonic.com. Down under. This is it is certainly a travesty. I believe this. I don't give a damn if she smuggled 10 tons in. But the fact that in this particular case, I believe that the woman was most probably innocent. 20 years. Well, I'm sure the people of Australia will handle this in a manner that expresses their feelings about this woman's conviction. But I also think that we in the United States should know about it. Now, it just happened to be, I watched some news today. It was on CNN, it was on ABC, it was CBS, it was all over the place when the verdict was read. No background on the story except to say that she was convicted of smuggling 4 kilograms into Indonesia. You know, no background about the circumstances around this woman's arrest and the distinct and clear possibility that she was set up. Nothing about that, just... the camera pans in to an attractive young woman standing in a court in Indonesia while in that language the verdict is read, and the woman's translator tells her what is going on. She has been sentenced to 20 years. So you might want to check it out. You might want to check it out, huh? What do you think? What do you think? Chappelle Corby. .com.au. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
And the Sunday New York Times, and I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer, but a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. The demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Koran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to MyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't realize George W. Bush would become a president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
21 past the hour. You might want to do something about that last story about Chappelle Corby. You know, it's a good thing for Bush that he never got caught with his weed or his blow in this or any other country. It might have been a totally different country here, huh? Oh, my God. But again, like I said, from the bit that I know about this, and I've gone to the Sydney Morning Herald, I've read a couple of articles about it, and our friends in Australia sent me some stuff. I have a feeling that this woman is innocent. And again, even if she weren't, 20 years in prison for 4 kilograms. What is that, 10 pounds? And people who blow up discos and send 200 people to their deaths get 2.5-3 years in prison. Son of a... It's just insane. All right, let's do some phone calls here, okay? The phone number here is 866-303-2270. John is calling from New York City. John, welcome to the program. Hey, John. John? Oh, damn. All right, let's put John on hold. Oh, John's gone. Okay, let's go to David in Queens. David, welcome to the program. Hello, David.
Three quick points. First, the Downing Street memo. It's clear and convincing evidence that George W. Bush is a murderer. He needs to be put on trial for first-degree murder. He needs to be convicted. He needs to be thrown in a prison for the rest of his life. That will restore our credibility and our moral authority with the world. This man must go to jail. Two, the Democrats in Congress need to recognize who they're dealing with. The people who run today's Republican Party are not moderates nor conservatives. They are the biggest collection of fascists and neo-Nazi freaks to assemble since the 1930s. You don't deal with them. You don't negotiate with them. You don't back down. You don't budge an inch. If these Democrats in Congress like Lieberman and Landrieu and Ben Nelson are going to act like a bunch of battered spouses begging to get slapped in the face a bunch more times, they simply enable the people on the far right. My final point is, let me give you an example of how you deal with fascists and these bullies. With Chappelle Corby, let's use that as a perfect example. First of all, we know you don't put somebody in jail for 20 years, much less 20 days, for using marijuana in the privacy of their own home. You want leadership, the government of Australia needs to put a bunch of special operatives ready. You tell the Indonesian government you got 48 hours to release her, we'll blockade your island, nobody in, nobody out, you hand her over, or we're coming in, and we're going to take her out. And if you get in our way when we send our troops in to take her home, and then we'll leave once she's home, we're going to blow your brains out. That's how you fight back. You don't negotiate with these kinds of people. They're bullies, they're fascists. You give them two choices for every situation. You give them the nice choice and the not-so-nice choice, and you tell these people, like George Bush and like the Indonesian government, you pick one, and if you don't pick one, we will pick the other choice for you. That's how you deal with them. The Democrats need to learn that, and I'd like to see that kind of leadership in our Congress.
All right. Thanks, David. I appreciate you checking in. Of course, David just gave us an example of righteous fascism, but no, I'm. This is where I go schizoid. Yeah, you're right, David. Absolutely. When a miscarriage of justice occurs, and that's the point David was trying to make. That's not fascist when you respond in a very strong way. I don't think, you know. I keep thinking about the thing we opened the program with tonight, the blue dot. Jesus. Vito is calling from, Brooklyn. All right, let's bump Vito up here.
How you doing, sir?
Mike is hypocritical?
Yes, I think that, first of all, even though I love your show, I think that, for instance, Pinochet, not a great guy. You know, I'm not going to... Chavez, also... not a great guy.
What do you know about Chavez?
Just because some are on the
right. Wait a minute. Wait. Yo, Vito! Yeah. What do you know about Chavez? What do you know about Pinochet?
I know for a fact that he criticized or was paranoid that supposedly Bush was trying to overthrow him. Now this is a guy who came to...
No, stop a second. Stop a second, Vito. Stop a second. You're not making any sense at all. You say Chavez is not a nice guy. I say, what do you know about him? You say, I know that he thought Bush was coming after him. The entire world knows that Bush was coming after him. We had a naval vessel standing off the coast of Venezuela when the attempt was made to overthrow him. So come on, don't go off half cocked here, Vito. You're calling me hypocritical. Hey Vito, stop interrupting me. Now, I don't come to your place of business and call you hypocritical, do I?
Well, you don't know me. But...
That's right. I don't come to your place of business and call you hypocritical. What the hell are you doing coming to mine? Adios, Vito. Have a nice night. Learn how to talk. If you want to get on this program, learn how to conduct yourself. Or I'm not going to give you any airtime. Don't come here and say Mike's hypocritical, and I ask you what you're talking about, and you start going off the wall about Chavez. You don't know anything about Chavez. You don't know anything about Pinochet. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
That's what bombs and revenge is for. So you can blow stuff up. Let's blow something up. When all else fails, let's blow something up.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers. No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
The first thing we did was call a realtor.
As soon as I saw that realtor arm, it put me right at ease.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
You're listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link. MDC, live at B.B. King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to airamericaradio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call stop sign and get protected. Protect your PC with stop sign. The one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call Stop Sign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Jerry Springer.
What the hell are we doing in Iraq? We have become so sanitized to this war. It is really obscene. You do not get the sense as you walk the streets of America, of any town you are in, as we go about our daily lives, there is no sense that we're in the middle of a very difficult and ugly war.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Don't
26 before the hour. I got an email here from Kangaroo in Brisbane. And he says, Mike, I don't know whether she is innocent or guilty, but some of the Barley bombers killed 200 of our sons and daughters and got only 18 months. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time reading this, Kangaroo. I got only 18 months. Sound like Bush to you? 3 months for murder. Yeah, sounds like it to me. 20 years for pot and 18 months for murder of 200 of our youngsters. Yeah, well. Hopefully the people of Australia will handle this. Now, if a case like this happened in the United States, we would just switch over to American Idol and forget about it. You know, oh, really? 20 years? Oh, because our jails are chock-a-block with people who are serving lengthy prison terms for growing, smoking, selling, handing over, dealing marijuana. Sick. It's just sick. All right, back to the phone calls. Paul is calling from Florida. Paul, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. I wanted to go over just, I know you've brought this up a couple times before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the depleted uranium.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been talking about that for about 10 years now.
Yeah. The thing of it is that over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, now the thing of it is we had troops over there, okay, for the first Gulf War, okay? Now you realize there's about, there's over 10,000 that have died since that time.
Yeah.
And there's about... oh, 200,000 they're coming down with the illness. You know, eventually there's a percentage of them that will die. The thing of it is over in, we've dropped more there now.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped about 300 tons of it back then. We've dropped about a total of 3,000 tons now. And this stuff here, when it hits, okay, a target, it gives off a toxic gas, and it also creates, okay, thousands of microscopic, okay, and these are
okay, let me interrupt you here, Paul. Everybody who listens to this program is well aware of what depleted uranium does and is well aware that we've been dropping it on Iraq twice now over a space of 11 years, 12 years, and also is aware, should be aware, that the Clinton administration used it against Yugoslavia during the NATO attack on Serbia. So what is the point that you're trying to get to, Paul? I'm not trying to be impolite. I just, you're preaching to the choir. Everybody who listens to this program knows about depleted uranium.
Yeah.
Okay, so
there's been so much of it dropped.
Right.
And this spreads. Okay, because there's wind over there, this spreads. And the thing is, if we're planning on building military bases over there in Afghanistan, over there in Iraq.
Yes.
This is just, it's just a killing field.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate you checking in. It is a killing field. And the dust, you know, here's the irony of Iraq. We have saturated that country with weapons comprised of depleted uranium. And as these weapons explode and pulverize their targets, that pulverized material gets carried in the dust storms, in the wind. We are bringing back to this country young men and young women. The young men will have their testes, their lungs, their prostates, their thyroids totally, totally programmed to produce cancers within the next 15 or 20 years. We are bringing back young women who will have their ovaries, their cervix, all parts of their reproductive system practically glowing in the dark. Their mammary glands saturated, saturated with radioactive material. We are bringing back an entire generation, just like we did 12, 13 years ago, of soldiers sent someplace unknowingly, unknowing that they are bringing back cancer, cancer that will affect them, genetic diseases that will affect their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. Now, these murderous pigs in the United States government is doing this. We can sit here and talk about it all night, but it's not going to stop. And this is one area where that we have Democrat administration and two Republican administrations equally at fault. Now, what's it going to take to stop this? Please. Please. What's it going to take to stop it? You know, maybe, I don't know, as a country, we don't give a damn about yellow people or brown people or black people or red people or green people. You know, we only care about a certain flavor of Caucasian. And even that got tested when we attacked Yugoslavia. They're Caucasian, but they're a different flavor. Right? So all the whining and crying and moaning about depleted uranium being dropped all over the place in Iraq, I don't know. And the dust storms that occur in Iraq, you know, dust from the Sahara can wind up in Iowa, right? Yeah, you knew that, didn't you? Okay. Dust from Iraq can wind up in Copenhagen and London and Rome and Moscow. Huh? What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Does it mean anything to you? Anything at all? And worse, we have Bush. Did you see him today standing up there in another drag outfit, the educational robes, telling the new Naval Academy graduates that he's going to give them everything they need. Go into war and terror. And defend our great homeland. Guess he means everything but body armor and armored Humvees and protection from radioactive bullets and yada, yada, yada. Everything he said today at the Naval Academy graduation was a lie. A total lie. Because you cannot win a war on terror, by definition. There is no such thing. But I watched some of that today, and I just, you know, once again, I'm thinking to myself, okay, thank God we have a three-day weekend. By the way, we're going to be off Monday. Thank God there's a three-day weekend. I look at, I watch Bush today, and I listen to what he's saying, and I see the Naval Academy of graduates, the graduates on the third hip, hip, hooray, toss their hats in the air, and I think, you know, I wonder, 8 months from now, how many of you are going to be dead? And a year from now, how many of you are going to have your reproductive systems totally polluted with radioactive material? And 20 years from now, how many of you are going to develop cancers and death and disease from participating in U.S. military operations wherever they happen to be next? You know, how many, huh? You think because you're an officer, you're exempt? Oh, please. Please. It's just awful stuff. I don't know. Depleted uranium is, Jesus. Bob is calling from Tennessee. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
I'm going to try and be a little better tonight. I think this may be the last call I ever have a chance to give you because you're going off serious. I live out here in the hills, and it's the only way I can hear you.
What about XM? What about computers?
Well, I don't have a computer, being that I'm retired and an old fogey. Maybe my kids will do something for me there. I'd like to be able to plug in again.
Okay.
I was born in 1939 when Hitler invaded Poland. I grew up listening to Roosevelt on the radio.
Uh-huh.
In 1961, I was arrested in a housing discrimination protest when I was working with CORE. That's when James Farmer headed the Congress of Racial Equality.
Right.
We organized the Freedom Rides and the March on Washington. The King's I Have a Dream speech. Then went to Manhattan Community College, and while I was there, King was assassinated. And then Bobby soon afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I was up at City College during the Vietnam War and the Cambodian invasion, and my gosh, I it's deja vu all over again.
Right.
It's the same thing happening now. Now I'm expected to live on less than $10,000 a year in Social Security. And I've worked over 50 years and paid my insurance payments every paycheck I got. I'm struggling to pay medical bills. I'm recovering from surgery now myself. Spent the last year, 10 years teaching in the gulag for juveniles. And there were lots and lots of kids in lockup from the drug war.
Right.
You know, we lost our...
Hey, listen, we got a break here, Bob. I appreciate you checking in. I really do. But all of a sudden, we're out of time. Thanks, Bob. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Was it all just a lie anyway, like they say? You see, Mr. President, I have a wife in Wisconsin.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We're talking with the creator of Smoke Away, Mike Connors.
We've created an all-natural program designed to support people who want to quit their smoking habit. If you're ready to quit, we're there for you, just as we have been for the thousands of people who've told us how great Smoke Away is.
And it's true, Smoke Away has a money-back guarantee?
If you try Smoke Away and aren't satisfied, we'll give you a full refund, less shipping and handling, guaranteed. Take the Smoke Away Challenge. I know you can do it.
Call 1-800-603-8545 or visit smokeawaychallenge.com. Take the challenge call today, 1-800-603-8545. Chances are, if you're a smoker, you've tried to quit the habit. Health experts have warned you. Your kids, your parents, or friends have asked you to quit. You get the point. If it were that easy, nobody would smoke. The makers of Smoke Away have created their all-natural program to help support people who want to quit smoking. Take the challenge. If you try Smoke Away and aren't satisfied, we'll give you a full refund, less shipping and handling, guaranteed. Call 1-800-603-8545 or visit smokeawaychallenge.com. Take the challenge call today. 1-800-603-8545.
So, it begins again.
Hi, friends. On June 6th, the Al Franken Show will return to Sundance Channel every weeknight at 11:30 p.m. Once again, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Am I really as young as I sound? Does Catherine really wear an eye patch? Tune in on June 6th at 11:30 and every weeknight for the rest of your life and find out. You'll also hear and see the most stimulating and amusing interviews, commentary, and comedy in today's crap-packed media universe. Get the facts, get the analysis, get the truth. Starting June 6th, weeknights at 11:30 p.m. only on Sundance Channel. For listings, log on to SundanceChannel.com. Remember how your teachers or maybe your grandparents would tell stories how people came to this country because they wanted to live the American dream? It used to be that hard work and determination would allow you and your family to live that dream, but times have changed. Our country's economic system has stopped working for average Americans. Wages have stagnated while executive pay has skyrocketed. In the last 30 years, workers have seen their average pay increase only 5 cents an hour per year. At the same time, healthcare premiums are forcing families to forego needed medical attention. In the last year alone, wages increased 2.6%, while insurance premiums increased 11%. It's time to change all this, and now you can by joining forces with PurpleOcean.org. PurpleOcean.org welcomes you to stand up to big business along with 1.8 million other workers in America's largest union, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Together, we will win the fight against low wages, poor working conditions, and unaffordable health insurance. Together, we will bring back the American dream. Join PurpleOcean.org, and someday we can tell our grandchildren how we made the American dream possible for them too.
In the beginning, there was earth, water, and air, and it was good. Once...
Climate
Planet Check.
The nation's first climate-neutral triathlon.
We realize that athletes, as much as anyone, need clean air and a healthy environment for peak performance.
That's Ryan Cole from Cliff Bar talking about the Accenture Escape from Alcatraz Triathlon on June 12th.
So with that, we're working with our race promoter and Native Energy to support the construction of wind farms to offset the CO2 emissions from participant travel.
Cliff Bar is a recognized leader in the fight against global warming.
We'll be greening the event on-site by using sustainable and compostable materials. We'll be recycling.
Greening sporting events is an emerging trend. NFL says for next year's Super Bowl, they will plant acres of trees in Detroit to offset carbon emissions. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. Now, I've gotten a couple of emails from people that say, well, I went to johnconyers.com and I don't see a petition. Okay, let me do this for you very slowly. Go to johnconyers.com. Scroll down to the bottom underneath his the main blurb there, and you'll see a hyperlink that says Letter to the President. Click on the hyperlink, and there'll be a form for you to fill in. And there's also an action alert at MikeMalloy.com. I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm a little bit tense tonight. I guess I'm in kind of a pissy mood tonight. Huh? You think? But when I give a website and say, okay, go there and sign the petition, and I get emails that say, well, there's no petition there. And I think to myself, what's up with that? What's up with that? Just scroll down, and you'll find... It says it. It says Letter to the President. Click it! And a form comes up. And you fill it in. If you want to. If you don't want to, okay. Like I said, if you support George Bush, don't go to johnconyers.com and scroll down and click the hyperlink. If you do support George Bush, don't go there. If you want to see him removed legally and peacefully, Conyers may, he's using some little quirk in the Constitution or something, I don't know. But check it out, make your own decision, all right? Don't ever do what I tell you to do without checking it out yourself. Jackie is calling from Ohio. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Hi. First of all, I'm so thrilled to hear the words publicly used, just the words impeachment, because it's been a long time and nobody said it. But what are we going to have then? Dick Cheney for president?
Well,
I think we have to topple the whole government.
He has to go too.
Both of them would have to be
impeached and convicted at the same time.
I know this ain't going to be easy. I can't see us. I mean, we aren't even close to even being close yet. But anyways, about Chavez, you were talking earlier, I know one thing about him, and I don't know if you remember this. I called you about this right when Condi was installed in her new position. I caught something on an afternoon Fox show that I saw once and one time only. They accidentally put this on. It was Chavez ragging on Condi, and it was very personal in nature, and there was like an underlying sexual tension about it. He hates her. I mean, he was just going after her verbally. It was just one of those shots with a picture of him and a picture of her, and then they were talking, his voiceover or whatever you call it.
Right.
But it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped. He was just tearing her up. And it was very personal. And I saw it one time. I looked all day for it again, and I never saw it again. That's how I know it was true. Because whenever I see something once and then it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty good indication. And also, I have a question. Am I just making things up when I remember that in the 60s and 70s in Texas, you could get 20 to life for a joint or for a roach or a seed even?
No. There was a famous case down there. I'm drawing a blank on the man's name.
That's what I thought I remember.
Vietnam vet in a wheelchair.
Beyond that, I mean, I remember that was, it was well known, but I didn't know if it was an urban myth or whatever.
No.
It was so hard to believe. But you could get 20 years to life, and there was a lot of people doing that in Texas.
Sure.
So, you know, where that girl's, you know, they're no different.
Anytime you have a right-wing government or a right-wing head of state or laws on your books that are just anti-human rights, you have these kinds of situations. Indonesia is not your most forward-looking progressive country, at the least. They believe in a Nazi-like form of order. Except when they have terrorists go out and blow up resort areas and scores of hundreds of people are killed, those people are not as serious a threat to Indonesia as someone who's convicted of bringing 4 kilograms of reefer onto one of their islands.
It's a beautiful night in opposite world.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
That's what I keep trying to get myself to believe, you know, because as long as we accept that, I think we can just go on.
I hear you. Jackie, thanks
for
checking in.
Mike.
I appreciate you, Coy. Have a nice evening. John is calling from New York City. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mike, before I get to my comment.
Now, wait a second. You just called the other night. We have a 3-day rule. John, I'm going to let you go. You got to respect the rules because we have a lot of people that try to get to the program, and you may not have known that, but 3-day rule, pal. Call us back Tuesday, and we'll put you right on. Demetrios is calling from Arizona. Demetrios, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Mike. Great show.
Thanks.
I just called to talk about the sorry state of the Democratic Party. I'm going to talk about an issue that's, you know, not very glamorous, but I think the electoral system of our country is the reason why we have leaders that we do.
The what system?
The electoral system.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think that we really need a proportional representation like system, like, you know, the other democracies.
Sure.
And I'd like to get out there an organization that is promoting this, and it's called Fair Vote at www.fairvote.com. .org. And I just, just want to get it out there so, you know, more people can be aware of the issues and the disenfranchisement of minorities and women in Congress, and that we have one of the, you know, lowest percentage of minorities and women in the free world, in our Congress.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thanks for checking in, Demetrios. All right, we got a break. We'll come back and we'll talk with Henry. He's calling from Australia. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got 2 words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your Office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is Internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. The U.S. military is now admitting guards at the prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, did abuse the Qurans of inmates, including one case in which a Quran was splashed with urine. Weeks after Newsweek retracted its story at the request of the White House, the U.S. Southern Command report confirmed four more similar cases in which jailers intentionally stepped on and kicked the Islamic holy books. At least one guard apologized and another was reassigned to no longer have contact with the suspected terrorist prisoners, some who have been held for more than 2 years. The fate of the child molestation allegations against Michael Jackson is now in the hands of the jury in Santa Maria, California. While supporters continue to voice their support outside the courthouse, the 12-member panel spent 2 hours behind closed doors before adjourning for the weekend. The judge sent the group to deliberate after outlining 98 pages of instructions. Those orders follow closing arguments where the prosecution tried to portray Jackson as a serial pedophile who was obsessed with pornography. The defense countered that the teenaged accuser and his family are, quote, con artists, actors, and liars. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates are among America's Mideast allies in the war on terror, but they're also on the State Department's latest watch list of countries involved in the trafficking of human beings. The report estimates as many as 800,000 people, mostly women and children, are transported across international borders against their will annually in the illegal trade of humans that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is calling, quote, an affront to human dignity and liberty. Sudan, Burma, and North Korea are also on the list. Passengers aboard the Virgin Atlantic jet are laughing off Friday's pit stop in Nova Scotia. Flight 45 from London to New York was escorted by a Canadian military jet to make a landing after an equipment malfunction transmitted a warning the flight had been hijacked. This man, waiting for family, says there were some tense moments for a while until he learned the situation was under control.
I said, not Flight 45, and they said yes, and then my face dropped. And then they reassured me that it was a false alarm, and they explained to me what happened.
Passengers say the pilot kept his cool and kept them informed, even cracking jokes at times. The nearly 300 passengers arrived about 4 hours late and will be treated to free upgrades and additional frequent flyer miles on their next flight. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff was at the Port of Los Angeles Friday to announce new security measures designed to prevent terrorists from sneaking nuclear devices into the country. Chertoff says the nuclear detection monitors will be able to screen incoming ships and containers. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question, 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America. American.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Whit just sent me an interesting email here, one of our listeners. He is quoting from the Culture of Life president who spoke, as we mentioned earlier, at the Naval Academy graduation today. This is what Bush said, part of what he said. In Iraq, we used a new Hellfire missile for the first time, which can take out enemy fighters hiding on one floor of a building without destroying the floors above and below. This missile is capable of reaching around corners to strike enemy forces that hide in caves and bunkers and hardened multi-room complexes. In the coming years, there's going to be some awfully surprised terrorists when the thermobaric Hellfire comes knocking. And then there was applause. And as Whit points out, he can't pronounce stem cell, but he has no trouble with thermobaric. Now, this is what Mark Crispin Miller was talking about in his book, The Bush Dyslexicon, which came out a couple of years ago. Whenever Bush is talking about murder or death or destruction or hell on earth or any kind of pain and suffering, he's very, very adept with language. When he's talking about anything that concerns life or healing or cures or love or kindness, he's a fumbling, stumbling, jabbermouthed idiot. And there's a reason for that. Now, do you know how the thermobaric Hellfire missile works? Well, Whit included a link. Jesus. Whit included a link about the Hellfire missile. And this goes back a couple of years. Listen to this. Just listen to this. United States, this is from BBC News. The United States is using a new kind of weapon in Afghanistan to strike at cave complexes where Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters may be hiding. U.S. officials have acknowledged that they have used at least two of the so-called thermobaric weapons in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. The weapons create a huge pressure wave, which effectively sucks the air out of the lungs of anyone unfortunate enough to be within range. Anyone unfortunate enough to be within range. But the principles behind this weapon are not new, and similar weaponry was employed extensively by Russian forces during the Battle for Grozny in Chechnya. This new thermobaric bomb is one of the most recent weapons in the Pentagon's armory. Rushed through testing following the September 11 attacks, it is intended to penetrate and destroy deeply buried targets, exactly what U.S. forces are encountering in the cave complexes in Afghanistan. As the name implies, it works on a combination of heat and pressure, applying lessons that have been widely learned from coal mine explosions or other industrial accidents. These are often created by clouds of gas or fine particles erupting into flame. The thermobaric weapon reproduces this situation to order, distributing a very fine cloud of explosive material throughout the target, which is then ignited. The heat and pressure effects are formidable. Soldiers caught in the blast could have the air sucked from their bodies and even their internal organs catastrophically destroyed. Thermobaric weapons are closely related to so-called fuel air explosives, where the explosive cloud is provided by a volatile gas or liquid. Such weapons were used widely by Russian forces laying siege to the city of Grozny some 2 years ago. Rather than air-delivered bombs, the Russian army employed 30-barrel-large caliber rocket launchers firing a fuel-air explosive warhead to level the city block by block. The pressure effects from the warheads killed many people sheltering in the cellars of collapsed buildings, including many civilians. These are, by any standard, horrible weapons. But U.S. spokesmen insist that in Afghanistan they are being solely employed against military targets. This is how bad it's become. This is how bad it's become. Bush said today, in Iraq, we used a new Hellfire missile for the first time. See, a couple of years ago, it was Afghanistan going after caves. What's in Iraq where these are being used? Apartment buildings, city streets, businesses, basements, attics, children, non-combatants. You understand what's being done in our name, Truth Seeker? Do you? Does anybody out there, does anybody understand what's being done in our name in Iraq? Depleted uranium, thermobaric weapons, human beings, non-combatants, just civilians, just people wanting to run their taxi business or their fruit stand or their computer repair shop, whatever the hell it is, being turned into red mist by George W. Bush's actions in Iraq. Does that matter? Does that mean anything? Amnesty International is saying that governments around the world should arrest Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Tenet, and put them on trial. Does any of this matter? Did anybody ever talk about arresting Clinton, even though Clinton committed hideous acts in Yugoslavia? But did anybody talk about arresting Clinton or Gore, putting them on trial for crimes against humanity? You know, a couple of years ago when I started comparing the Bush crime family to Nazis, I used to get so many emails from people say, you know, even on the left, saying, well, you know, that is such an exaggeration. You ought to back off a little bit, Mike, because you're going to turn off the progressives and the liberals and the Democrats. And I would answer back and say, if progressives and liberals or Democrats are turned off by referring to these bastards as Nazis, then let them be turned off. I couldn't care less. That is exactly what these people are. They're murderous. Bush had a record in Texas that nobody paid any attention to, because they had Karl Rove spinning everything back in 1999 and 2000, the run-up to the first stolen election. Bush has a record. He's a coward, a bully, and a killer. He's a giggling murderer. He stands in front of the United States Naval Academy today, the graduates, and crows like a little banty rooster about thermobaric weapons that destroys anything alive. And the U.S. military has the absolute audacity to say that these are only being used on military targets. When you are doing urban warfare, tell me, what's a military target? Jesus. Just astonishing.
In the coming years, you're going to be some awfully surprised terrorists when the thermobaric hellfire comes knocking.
And some awfully surprised five-year-olds and mothers and dads and grandparents and cousins and little kids playing in the street and school children. Oh, my God. And he's standing in front of Naval Academy graduates. Did you hear the story today about the Navy recruiting frauds that are going on? They run blind ads in newspapers that says post office jobs available and a phone number. And you call, and it's a Navy recruiter. Be a short order cook. And you call, and it's a Navy recruiter. And the Navy was confronted about this by CBS, I guess it was CBS, and the Navy more or less said, hey, it's legal, it's okay. And you know why they have to do that? Because the honorable people in this country who actually bought the story that Saddam had something to do with the attack on this country, and they allowed themselves to be activated in their National Guard or Reserve unit, or they joined the military specifically, because they were told by this government that Saddam could attack the country at the drop of a hat, and that Saddam was responsible for the attack of 9/11. So there was a whole generation, a whole group of young people that said, okay, let's go fight the bastard in Iraq before he comes here. Lies. Total lies. What did Maher say the other night politically incorrect? That the low-hanging fruit has been picked, and that's the reason that the United States military is not meeting its quotas where it concerns enlistment. It's worse than that, Bill. It's much worse than that. The United States military took the best of our young people and threw them into this lying, murderous, filthy war. And now they'll take anybody, men, women, dropouts, mentally impaired people, people with arrest records, drunks, killers, bullies. It doesn't matter. We want the bodies!
Texas. I come from Texas. Texas.
The new prime minister in India is, no.
Mass destruction.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, Henry is calling from Australia. Henry, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Thanks. Hi, Mike. How you going? I just wanted to first tell you that I'm just one of many people that I appreciate the way that you tell it like it is, and without any of the candy coverings, you know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes not so good, especially here in the States. But anyway, you're an American who lives there.
That's correct. I'm an American citizen, actually also Chilean, too, by the way, since you were talking about Pinochet. But also, I wanted to, you know, agree with you, and in fact, let you know that I supported the Conyers, Representative Conyers' letter, and I also sent a letter to the Judiciary Committee requesting that there be a resolution of inquiry regarding Mr. Bush and his lies, very apparent lies.
Right.
And that's the first step to getting an impeachment done.
It is, it is indeed. If such a thing can happen. What about the? I know you didn't call in about this, but what about the case in Indonesia today? The verdict.
Well, it's definitely very much on the news here. I do believe the woman was innocent. The young lady. It just totally ridiculous that. You know, she would be taking marijuana from Australia to Bali, where she could definitely sell it for a lot more in Australia. It just does make sense.
Right, right. I, you know, I, 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 just, I said this tonight, and Kathy and I were talking about this. I don't know every little detail about this case. I do believe that Indonesian system of justice leaves quite a bit to be desired. On the other hand, I honestly believe that this woman is innocent from what I have read, that it was a setup, not necessarily against her, just to find anybody who could transport these 4 kilograms of reefer to Bali, where it was supposed to be picked up by somebody on the other end, and before that could occur, for whatever reason, it was discovered in her baggage, and hence the charge against her. But I do believe, from what I've read, that she is innocent.
Yeah, Mike, and then the other thing was also that there was a known gang of drug smugglers working at the very airport the very day that she left that airport. So there could have been something from those guys that got into her baggage.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
What? But really, the reason I was calling, Mike, was I don't want to address the, like, where is this going to go? Because I heard you say just now that maybe if he can get impeached, and I agree with you that it's a long, long, uphill battle. And the problem is that this administration and the war hawks in it are probably going to take us and make a move against Iran pretty soon. A lot of people believe that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just going to be the end of the culmination or the beginning of a third world war, God forbid. And what's going to happen then?
I know. We're kind of on a precipice here with this criminal administration in power in the United States, and it affects the lives of every single human being on the planet. I don't care which continent one lives in or on. I don't care what the country is. This crime family that runs the United States has more power to corrupt and destroy than any entity in the history of the human race, and it's in the hands of murderous thugs who are pro death, who want to see death and destruction because it fulfills their religio fascist agenda. So an attack on Iran, I don't know what will happen in this country. Scott Ritter has says that the plans are already there and the attack is going to come in, I believe he said, either June or July. Either the United States or Israel will make the attack. I don't know. I feel like I felt years and years and years ago during the Cuban Missile Crisis that we're right on the verge of utter and absolute destruction. And there's so many things that need to be addressed. The so-called bird flu that's coming out of that part, you know, where you are, that part of the globe, out of Vietnam and China, with the potential for a pandemic of catastrophic proportions. We're talking about 50, 60, 70, 100 million dead. The AIDS epidemic that's sweeping now into South Asia. It's just astonishing.
I think one of the reasons for all of that is the basis that these governments, and not, well, the U.S. government, no doubt, and the people in charge there, but that is that they like to make decisions based upon the only drive is greed and a consciousness of lack. And that's what's going on in the world, and that's the main reason we're having all the problems that we're having.
I think you're right. Henry, we got to leave it there. I got a break. Thanks for calling from Australia. Good luck with whatever you're doing down there, and stay in touch, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right, sir. Take care. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
They're gonna blast everyone to smithereens.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a 4-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
From Hallmark Channel this June, Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Your alibi doesn't check out.
I think he's hiding something.
One of the smartest new series on the airwaves, says The Hollywood Reporter.
She doesn't fit the profile.
There's always the exception.
Are you a mystery fan?
There is the question.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Mystery Woman, Vision of a Murder. Premieres Sunday night at 7, 6 Central. Only on Hallmark Channel.
For the best hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how Bush's Social Security plans will place huge financial burdens on people with aging parents. See why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Plus, read how coffee shaped the history of America and the world. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at ReadMojo.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683.
That's 1-800-774-1683.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, we're going to celebrate our return to Sundance Channel with an in-depth interview with David Phillips, the author of Losing Iraq. David's going to explain the entire Iraq reconstruction fiasco to us, and then we're going to broadcast his explanation over cable television on Sundance Channel. I'm pretty sure you're going to want to listen to us do that. Plus, the return of Amber Waves, the Republican stripper, a little eye candy, and ear candy, too. Next time on Franken.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain.
25 before the hour. Somebody just sent me this. Hi, Mike. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Here's a quote you might find interesting. It's by Adolf Hitler. The chilling part, however, is that you'd be hard-pressed to find a Bush supporter who disagrees with it. And some wonder why liberals are oftentimes doom and gloom. Here's the quote. This is from his first radio address to the German people after coming to power, July 22, 1933. From My New Order, the speeches of Adolf Hitler, yada, 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 Oxford University Press. Here it is. Quote, the national government will maintain and defend the foundations on which the power of our nation rests. It will offer strong protection to Christianity as the very basis of our collective morality. Today, Christians stand at the head of our country. We want to fill our culture again with the Christian spirit. We want to burn out all the recent immoral developments in literature, in the theater, and in the press. In short, we want to burn out the poison of immorality which has entered into our whole life and culture as a result of liberal excess during recent years. End quote. Huh? You like that? Isn't that James Dobson? Isn't that Bill Frist? Isn't that Antonin Scalia? Huh? Isn't that Clarence Thomas? Isn't that Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and George Bush? And you have any doubts, Truth Seeker? Oh, my God. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine, Joy.
You know, I still have laryngitis.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. I was calling because I wanted to let you know that there's more proof of pre-war planning 9 days after 9/11.
Oh, yeah? More? Do we need more?
Well, you know, this was a buried article in The Guardian. And I was looking up more documentation about the Bush-Blair conspiracy, and I typed in Christopher Meyer, who was the former British ambassador to Washington in 2001, and Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a year-old article in The Guardian, and this is what it says. President George Bush first asked Tony Blair to support the removal of Saddam Hussein from power at a private White House dinner 9 days after the terror attacks on 11 September 2001. According to Sir Christopher Meyer, the former British ambassador to Washington, who was at the dinner, Blair told Bush he should not get distracted from the war on terror's initial goal, dealing with the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Bush, claims Meyer, replied by saying, I agree with you, Tony. We must deal with this first. But when we have dealt with Afghanistan, we must come back to Iraq. Regime change was already U.S. policy. Now, I normally wouldn't talk about a post like this, this old. But considering the Downing Street memo stuff and the Panorama video...
Oh, sure.
...that was put out on the BBC 2 months ago, which prompted my search, it's important in terms of historical context. We should know that we've been being, you know, having ourselves suppressed on this. And also, what it says was, it was clear, Meyer says, that when we did come back to Iraq, it wouldn't be to discuss smarter sanctions. Elsewhere in his interview, Meyer says Blair always believed it was unlikely that Saddam would be removed from power or give up his weapons of mass destruction without a war.
Mm-hmm.
Faced with this prospect of a further war, he adds, Blair said nothing to demur at that meet, at that dinner. All of this was, this whole conversation was published in a 25,000-word article in Vanity Fair in May of 2000 and, well, where am I at here?
2003?
Yeah, 2003. And what I was going to say about this is that it doesn't really come to, as a surprise to me, because I knew instinctively that PNAC was planning things for a long time because they wanted Clinton to do this, and Clinton told them to get lost.
Right.
But what surprised me was Blair's willingness to go along with it so early.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Except
I don't at all.
Except the fact that you have to keep in mind that British governments have a long history of imperialism. As a matter of fact,
oh, that's true.
You know, the 19th century was theirs. And parts of the 18th century. They have a long history of imperialism.
Well, yeah, the empire went down on the setting sun, you know?
Right, especially where it concerns the Middle East. Brits invaded Iraq and installed, I think, two or three different governments, and every time the Brits installed a government in Iraq, the people of Iraq would rise up and throw it off. And what the British army used to do was collective punishment. They used to murder entire blocks of people, just gun them down. Which so far, the U.S. hasn't done that. We bomb them into red mist, but to stand there and face them and shoot them dead in the street like the British Army used to do back in the 20s, the British Army is responsible for, or the British government is responsible for bringing the Ba'athists to power, of which the most well-known is Saddam Hussein. So the only reason I'm getting into that, and most people know that history, you can find that history very quickly. But the point is, the Brits have always, you know, lusted after Middle Eastern oil. You know, British American oil companies, Arab America, Arab-British consolidations, consortiums. You know, you go back to pre-World War One. Nobody even knew the oil fields existed in Saudi Arabia or existed in these Middle Eastern countries.
BP Oil just opened up the tap for the oil thing coming from the Baltic.
Yeah, well, you know, back to the Middle East, I don't think anybody should be surprised that Tony Blair went along with this. Tony Blair is to democracy as Bill Clinton was to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, or to the Labor Party, what Clinton was to us.
Right, exactly.
But
so
there's another point I want to bring out, sure, is that this guy Christopher Myers is coming up with a book soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be revealing all of this stuff, as well as other things that we probably, some of us won't be interested in.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a great book, but well, you just touched on it. Who cares?
But, well, I was going to say, if people want to get links to some of these things, because I linked just what I said to you in a blog, they can go to my blog.
All right, what is it?
FancyPantsElitist.blogspot.com.
FancyPantsElitist.blogspot.com?
Yeah, because I read. I'm a fancy pants.
Okay. All right, Joy, thanks.
Thank you for taking my call on.
Absolutely. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Right now I need to drop something in here that is superfluous and stupid and silly. Unless you're one of the victims. Have you seen this thing about the so-called erectile dysfunction drugs, Viagra and what are the other ones? Cialis and Levitra. They make you go blind. Now, for the guys out there, I don't know what they told the girls growing up, but for the boys out there, we were always told that if you masturbated too much, two things would happen. You'd get hair on the palm of your hand, and you'd go blind. Do you remember that? Isn't it, once again, irony is just a waste in the age of Bush. But is there not a slight bit of irony here that Viagra, now, I don't wish physical impairments on anyone, not at all. And the people that were featured on these newscasts tonight, yeah, I watch CBS News tonight and I watch ABC News. Oh, my God. Yeah, I broke down and did it. Both of them had the story. And as a matter of fact, so did the New York Times today, I believe. But is there not something, aside from the fact that people have lost their eyesight, which is tragic, if they were sighted all their lives and now they've lost their eyesight, that's tragedy. It is tragedy. Okay. Having stipulated that it's tragedy, is there not something immensely, darkly funny about the whole thing? Huh? Oh, that's awful. Oh, God. It's a good thing there's no hell, because I would just be in the middle of it, wouldn't I? They would pinch my head off and use it as a soccer ball. Viagra causes blindness. Now, the horrible part in some people, I understand. It's not been that many. I understand. Just like the people who are using Celebrex or whatever these drugs. What were these drugs that are giving people heart attacks? Vioxx? Was it Vioxx? I don't know. I'll probably get sued because I probably said the wrong one. But, you know, not that many. Come on. 50, 60 people died from using pain medication. It's not that many. And with these penis drugs, not that many. How many people have died? 7, 8, 9, not died, gone blind. What about Bob Dole? Was he just the pitch man for these erectile dysfunction drugs? Now, very few people use it for erectile dysfunction, is my understanding. A lot of men use this drug because it gives you a... I like that commercial. Is it Cialis? Which one is it that says if your erection lasts longer than 3 days or a week or something, seek immediate medical attention? Well, I would hope to shout. Can you see people walking into the emergency room? What's wrong with you, sir? Well, look. Plus, I'm blind. Radio town, don't ask me no question.
Taking all my pills, but I'm still not sleepy. Trying to trick myself into thinking.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with the foreman's gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero with all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom. Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Need some wood?
It's about 10 before the hour, thanks to the crew. In New York, Colin Tipton, Justin Yuen, and David Fizikas. Out in the boondocks, Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim. Thank you, everybody, for your efforts tonight. The executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay. Don't forget, just check it out. ChappelleCorby.com.au. Chappelle is spelled S-C-H-A-P-E-L-L-E. C-O-R-B-Y. Corby. ChappelleCorby.com.au. Check it out. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Charles, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hello, Mike. Hello.
Hey.
You know, this thing with that it keeps on changing its term now because the thrift it now becomes in favor of a filibuster. It's not odd at all. It's more like I akin it to, especially with the press, that there used to be a medication, and one of the side effects, I wish I could remember the medication, was the side effect for uncontrollable oily stools. And it's sort of like, okay, you're going to make this deal.
Oh, God.
But you're never going to get out of the house. So they make this deal, and then they wonder, what's happened? Well, of course what's happened. I mean, you take this garbage,
yeah,
and the media, they possess in their hands the ability to literally save their own lives because you find a story they don't like, they have you killed. And they know what's going on. All they have to do is just not tell one night what's going to be on the news, and then do it. Think of the ratings. I mean, forget about sweeps. Everybody wants to see this. It's like, you know, forget about American Idol. We all know who's going to win in that, too. We know what's going on. Give us the final episode already.
Yeah. Okay, so?
Well, it's that, and, you know, they keep on, the Democrats without any spine. You know, I sent you an email before that you read it that, you know, I don't sign petitions.
Right, yes.
But I did sign Conyers.
Right, good, good.
But it's, you know, this notion that, we have to pick our fights carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And it's akin to your child comes home and says, teacher Rove chopped off my arm. Well, I'm sorry, Billy, but we have to pick our fights carefully.
Right.
Careful about, they're all fights now. You've become so lax about this thing, this notion, and it's a very American notion,
mm-hmm.
that we're the only one with indoor plumbing, that if you build the bridge, the job is done. Building the bridge is the easy part. It's the maintenance.
Yeah.
And we are a country apparently vehemently opposed to maintenance.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true. All right, Charles, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. You have a good holiday, okay?
You too.
All right, you take care. Did I mention we'll be off Monday? I think I did mention it earlier tonight. Yeah, what's going to be your best of Malloy? Some. Okay, I have no idea what it's going to be. Hopefully it's something that you'll find entertaining. Chris is calling from Texas. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, appreciate everything you're doing. And I'm really outraged about this young lady that's been framed on this...
In Australia, yeah. Yeah,
it's really got me hacked off. And it got me to thinking about some information that I had picked up many, many years ago about how old George Sr.'s life was actually saved by pot.
Really?
And not too many people are aware of this, but when marijuana was, actually cannabis hemp, marijuana is kind of a racist term. It was coined by Anslinger and Hearst. And when cannabis hemp was first made illegal in 1937, it was re-legalized back during the war effort, we lost our flow of Manila hemp.
Mm-hmm.
That was cut off. So
right.
We needed something else for the rope, which cannabis hemp actually is the finest in the world. When he bailed out of that burning plane, all the webbing of his parachute was 100% cannabis hemp. The aircraft engine was lubricated with hemp oil. Rigging and ropes and everything, virtually all of that rigging and stuff that they pulled him out of the sea with was made from cannabis hemp. The fire hose on the ship, all hemp. Finally, when he stood safely on that ship, the very thread that sewed his shoes together and kept him nice and comfortable and warm on that deck, as all fine military shoes, and including to this day, are actually sewn with hemp thread.
Uh-huh.
So he owed his life to the substance that, you know, has imprisoned so many innocent, nonviolent Americans and citizens throughout the world.
Yeah,
and it's just what a hypocritical old mess.
Oh, it's just horrifying. It's just horrifying. You know, well, I my heart bleeds for this woman who was convicted in Indonesia. I think about the Americans in our gulag here in the United States, prison after prison after prison in the United States, federal and state prisons that contain so-called criminals whose crime was some sort of involvement with marijuana or some sort of involvement with cocaine or some sort of involvement with hashish. I guess there are still people who go to prison for hashish. I don't even know anymore.
The war on drugs is just a war on us all.
That's exactly what it is. Chris, I got to leave it there. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you checking in. You have a good weekend. Have a good holiday.
You too, man.
All right. Take care.
Bud.
Thanks for participating tonight. However you did that, I do appreciate it. I'll see you Tuesday. All right? Same time, same station. In the meantime, take care. All right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%.